You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, we would hardly want the story coming out of Gainesville, Florida, about the burning of the Quran to overshadow this other very important news coming out of California. Yesterday, a district court ruled that the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional. In an 86-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Virginia Phillips says the policy does not preserve military readiness. That's contrary to what Justice Department attorneys and many supporters have argued. And instead, the judge says evidence shows the policy, in fact, has had a direct and deleterious effect on the armed services. Joining us now to discuss this is retired Army Colonel David Beatty. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to examine more this phrase that the judge used, that don't ask, don't tell has a direct and deleterious effect on the armed services. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't agree with that. I'm sort of amazed that the judge was able to come to that conclusion based on the fact that that the defense and the Department of Justice in this particular case didn't put forward much of a case at all. So it seems to me that the judge was reacting on based upon evidence put forth by the plaintiffs without due consideration of the other side of the issue.
Well, a couple things that she cited was that Don't Ask, Don't Tell has harmed recruiting for the military, and that for those soldiers who are in the military, it's placed a damper on their morale. In other words, they feel as though they can't be open about what they talk about, whether they are gay or not.
Well, I don't think that there is a sound basis for extending that particular sentiment to all people in the military in terms of whether the effect on their morale. The fact is that the number of homosexuals serving in the military is rather small given the overall size of the military, and so the effects on morale, although there may be localized effects, I have a hard time believing that that is a pervasive problem.
I wonder what your reaction is to another part of the ruling. You know, we talked earlier with a law professor who explained that in many court decisions, they defer to the military and say that there are a lot of issues, such as autonomy, in which the military simply knows its needs best. And the judge in this particular instance seems to have not bought that argument. Are there cases in which there are military issues that a civilian court can't truly understand?
Well, I think in this particular case, there are issues that a civilian court cannot fully appreciate. It goes beyond the citing of social science statistics that the plaintiff side undoubtedly put forward in this case. There are the military culture in and of itself is quite different than the culture that most judges live in. The necessity of people working closely together, and I'm not just talking about the soldiers, sailors, and airmen and marines, but I'm also talking about the conditions of life within military communities themselves is quite a bit different. And although a judge can certainly understand that, I think that it's not something that is a matter of second nature. And once again, a full presentation of that case probably would have allowed this judge to better understand what was going on. And for example, the Department of Defense right now is doing a very thorough job of querying the force concerning the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And that's data has not been released. Those studies have not been released yet. It seems rather premature to draw conclusions without this very important data set available.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure the case is probably going to proceed even further up. That is retired Army Colonel David Beatty speaking to us about the decision out of the California District Court ruling that the Pentagon's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy is unconstitutional.